the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Interest rates remain unchanged for now, although Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has set the state for the central bank's first rate cut in 4 years. Powell cites greater progress towards lower inflation as well as a cooler job market that no longer threatens to overheat the economy. Still, the Fed kept its key interest rate unchanged Wednesday at a 23-year high of 5.3%. Powell says that the central bank will remain cautious when it comes to making decisions about interest rates.
We will continue to make our decisions meeting by meeting. We know that reducing policy restraint too soon or too much could result in a reversal of the progress we have seen on inflation.
The Federal Reserve is scheduled to meet next September 17th and 18th. On the topic of money, a Middlesex County duo is accused of scamming investors out of millions of dollars.
State prosecutors say the men from Old Bridge and Woodbridge used fake companies and identities to dupe investors out of $6.7 million over a several-year span. They offered contracts with Prime Petroleum and Petro Traders, promising large profits. In reality, the men spent the cash on expensive cars, old debt, and more. A state grand jury indicted them on conspiracy, theft by deception, and securities fraud, among other charges. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And the Anti-Defamation League of New York and New Jersey is calling on universities and colleges to prepare for back to school. Advocates are demanding institutions of higher education ensure safety and full inclusion for Jewish students during these unprecedented times, specifically following a slew of anti-Israel demonstrations at colleges across the nation last semester. ADL Director Jonathan Greenblatt says the surge in anti-Semitism on college campuses was utterly unacceptable, and far too many administrators failed to adequately respond. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And how is that August weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
Hey, it's Jeff.
It's 11:03. Here's Fast Traffic.
One incident now on the turnpike. It's a stall in New Brunswick on the turnpike. Truck lanes northbound by Interchange 9. The stall has the right lane out. Right lane roadwork on the outer bridge crossing out of New Jersey. It is stop and go from Route 35. There is also roadwork on the Gothels Bridge out of New Jersey. Delays on the parkway northbound through Clark. Roadwork has three lanes out till 3 a.m. Leaving New Jersey, 5 at the Lincoln, 5 at the Holland, the George, 25 for the upper. Roadwork has three lanes out on the upper level, okay at the lower. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Feel like a winner today? Then you should sign up for contest alerts on our free New Jersey 101.5 app. 1-800-
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly cloudy overnight. It will be warm and muggy. Low temperatures tonight between about 70 and 75 degrees. And we're going to heat things up into Thursday. It's going to be a humid day with sunshine, some clouds mixed in. A few spots may see a thunderstorm later in the afternoon and evening, but most areas will stay dry. Highs 90 to 95. Partly cloudy Thursday night, lows in the lower 70s. And hot and humid for Friday with clouds and sun. There will be a thunderstorm or two around. High temperatures in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And in Clinton, it's 78, Jackson 74, Millville 75. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.